Welcome to Fabulous After 50, the podcast for women wanting to make the most of their lives. My name is Julie Kennedy, and I am your host. Well, hello, everyone. Today on the show, I have a fascinating guest, Pamela Igwe, a Scottish holistic midwife and naturopath who has worked in 9 countries and moved 14 times and who is passionate about helping women with the menopause. Welcome, Pamela. Could you take a few minutes to introduce who you are, what you do, and why you do it?
Hi, Julie. Thank you so much for having me. I mean, I only got to know you very recently, and so I've been listening to your podcast. I know you're at 70, and I've done at least a good 12 of them. So I've got.
Well, we have only met recently, then I am flattered. You're a crash course.
Well, I just had to know more about you, and I'm very honoured that you've asked me to come because you have got an array of amazing women being interviewed. So thank you so much. So who am I? I'm Pamela. I am a midwife and I used to do deliveries. I've done over 2,000 deliveries. Wow. And that was my passion. But after a while, it got complicated in France. So I decided to turn my looking to the menopause.
Right. So you're based in France. You're Scottish.
Yeah. And I'm married to the same man, and we're coming up for our 40th wedding anniversary. Wonderful. On the 7th of September.
And it's also a mixed marriage, right? He's Nigerian, yes. Right? Yes. I love all this international, you know, 2 nationalities and living in a third country.
Yeah, and as I said, I've worked in 9 different countries. So I always think it's so enriching. I even lived in Holland for 3 years. So I'm very familiar with the Dutch and their ways. But it was lovely. I had a great time there. And then so after doing the deliveries, I decided that I still wanted to be a midwife, but I would concentrate on the menopause. And then I started thinking of the menopause. Why are so many people having so many problems?
Yeah.
And I just thought, no, I need to go back. And I suddenly started thinking, we need to know our cycles better. Yeah. And so I started looking at our cycles. And that's where I'm really passionate about helping women to understand that every single day they're in a different hormonal mood. Because right. Our hormones change every day. Men right. Don't have that. They have their hormones, but they change every 24 hours. But we have 31 days when every day we are different because of our hormones.
And it would make such a difference if we understood. No, I suppose, I mean, of course, we all know about, you know, PMT, you know, where husbands or boyfriends or whatsoever know not to come too close at a certain period of the month.
Yep.
But it's also to really make that more, I don't know, we became a society where it was almost like taboo, you know, so the periods were dirty and we didn't talk about them. And then we wanted to control them, you know, with the pill. So if you continue taking the pill, then you don't need to go through it. And of course, all contraception does meddle with the seasons and the cycles, but it is still there. And if we, instead of fighting against it, I suppose, understood it and used it to our advantage, it would make a lot of a happier world probably, right?
Well, I think it would make a complete difference. I mean, I had a client and she came to see me 1 week, and then a week later I saw her again. She was a completely different person. Yeah. And so I just asked her, what day of the cycle are you in? And she was in day 17. And that's where you have a huge drop in your hormones. And so therefore, she was feeling depressed, couldn't see the future as being bright. So I just told her to change her diet, have some eucalyptus saggierna. It's an amazing essential oil that really balances out your hormones, and just have a day for her. Right. So now for next month, she knows that day 16 to 18, it might be a tough day. So she just organizes her so that she has a quieter day. And so right. If we know that,
yeah,
it makes life different.
And I think we all would then react differently, because of course what we don't like is when we don't understand what's happening to us. To be honest, for me lately, the idea of the menopause has been a bit like I remember in adolescence. You know, all these changes are suddenly happening. You know, I thought I'd more or less sussed out who I was, how I worked, etc. Then suddenly there's like this beast inside, you know, during adolescence and your breasts and all the rest, and you're not in control of your body. And then, you know, suddenly we've had a long time to get used to ourselves, and then suddenly everything changes again. And it's that feeling of loss of control and helplessness because we don't understand. And from the moment that we do understand, right now, first of all, for the audience, before we launch into it, I can imagine that some of you out there must be thinking, well, thank you very much, Julie, but you know, my cycles and my periods have been gone for a while. So, I mean, I talked about that with Pamela as well, saying, you know, it is a 50 plus audience. So not everybody is completely through their cycles. Most of us are still there, but she had a very interesting fact as well, is that, first of all, tell us what you said about the word menopause.
Oh, yeah. Menopause actually is only one day, because the definition of menopause is when you've not had a period for a whole 12 months. Once you reach the year and no period, menopause is finished.
Yes. Yes.
And so therefore, it's, if you're really going to be technically right, you'd be talking really perimenopause.
So basically it's perimenopause the whole time, the whole time, the whole time. Yeah. Then on the day that celebrates 12 months of no periods.
You want to make it longer?
No, thank you. Then you enter the menopause, which means that it's over, which comes with different things then, I suppose. Whereas most of us say we're in the menopause, meaning we're in that fuddly grey area where things have started to change, but where we are not through the 12 months.
Absolutely. So and that in itself can bring about negative energy, because nowadays it's taboo. The menopause, we don't talk about it, but it's just, as we say, one day, but it's just transitioning to a better quality of life. It's your wisdom years. And so therefore, I think we need to stop thinking of the menopause as awful. Yes, it may have some challenges like hot flushes, insomnia, but there are also many remedies that you can do. You can look at your diet, you can do meditation, you can have a good, nice, relaxing bath with some essential oils that you like. So you just take time for yourself. But if you're always thinking, oh, I'm going to have another hot sweat, or oh, I'm going to have a hot flush, then you're telling your body you're going to have it.
Yeah, and you're living in dread the whole time instead of just embracing the fact. You know, I always say jokingly to my daughter as well, you know, we're goddesses, right? That's the way we are. And I mean, not everybody chooses to have children, but we, most of us, or the great majority of us, have the capacity to give life. I mean, what is there of more amazing than that? And yes, what goes up comes down. So our hormones, you know, started charging up to bring us to womanhood in order to be in that fertile phase. And now they go down again. I mean, it's the whole cycle of life and death and all the rest. So, but you were also saying, right, that we do still have cycles, right, up till that menopause.
Of course we have cycles, because we need the hormones. You know, there's a hormone, all the different hormones, they will just change in balance. And so therefore, if we are in harmony with our body, the hormones will go down, but they'll be in the same balance, so you won't have so many problems.
Right.
But you can also keep a track of how you're feeling, and then you can go into your cycle, and sometimes you can link it up with the moon. It's not so easy. It used to be that we used to do it with the moon, but that was before electricity. Once electricity came, that changed everything, because we were going to bed later because we had lights. Okay.
Right.
So to do it today will take a little bit longer, because we've also got the complication of pollution. And then the additives that we all have in our food, because that throws out all our balance of our hormones.
Yeah, because we're made naturally to function without any of the rest, right? We were created to, man has made lots of progress, obviously, on lots of points of view, and then science and all of that. But that has had an impact on the natural equilibrium of our body. I remember going to taking my children, or what I think it was the doctor in Germany, who was saying, you know, they needed to take extra calcium tablets and all of that. And my ex-husband was then Dutch, and he was a bit like, you know, that's ridiculous. You know, there's everything that they need in milk and all the rest. And he was saying to me, well, technically before, yes, but the problem is that indeed nowadays, you know, the nutritional value of an apple is not the nutritional value of an apple 50 years ago. And so, you know, okay, we can produce more of them, and they're less infested by beasts, and they perhaps have a nicer shape or whatever, but we haven't improved the nutritional value of it.
Right. I mean, and I never used to be somebody that takes supplements, but I am now because I take micronutrients, and they just help your body function better.
Yeah.
Like for instance, milk, and I'm not against milk, but the cows now aren't real. You know, they're stuffed full of steroids, stuffed full of hormones, stuffed full of antibiotics. So anything that's got milk in, you're getting the same hormones from the cows.
Yeah. No, I agree. And also now with all the, I mean, of course, we're in Holland, where there's a very large, you know, basis on cows, whether for meat, but mostly for dairy products. And there's a huge upheaval now also because there's no way we're going to meet the sustainable development goals if we keep farming cows like we are now. But of course, the whole, you know, the Dutch, you know, the milk is called the white motor, you know, it's really ingrained in them that you have to have your yogurt and your kvark and your milk and all of that. Whereas for lots of us have changed. I think I've been dairy free for at least 10 years now.
And that's going back to, if we start looking at ourselves and look at our diet, then if we also take a note of where we are roughly, for those of us that do still have periods, I mean, I don't, but for your listeners who still do have periods, then, you know, one of my tips, because you asked me for three tips, is to get a nice diary and then write down everything that you want in it. So you start on your what day it is, if you know where you are in your cycle, or maybe roughly, look at your feelings, your emotions. How you feel in your body? Are you feeling bloated? Are you feeling heavy? Are you constipated? Sleep. How do you sleep? I know that I'm affected by the moon, and when it's a full moon, I don't sleep as well.
Yes.
And some people can be like that. So if you then start to actually think about you and then start to think about what you eat, is that if you eat some dairy, do you feel not so good afterwards? Yeah. And so therefore, I encourage people just to be a detective for themselves.
You get to know yourself, right? To really get to know ourselves.
Yeah. And know and understand. Because there's one thing about saying, I know about my cycle, but did we really? And I have to admit, I was guilty. I didn't. You know, I looked at my chart and I said, the hormones are going up and then they're coming down and they're going back up again. But I didn't understand the relationship.
What it meant.
And it's since stopping doing deliveries, I've got more time, and it's right. Let's look at it and let's get women back to their cycle. And even if you don't have a cycle, we still have our hormones. And, you know, I know there are certain days that I'm raring to go and I want to get the clinging done and I'm all go. Well, I still must be in my spring period, because that's when you've got the most energy, or your summer one. And then there are
we need to go into how to understand that. One question that just came to mind, I have no idea if you can answer it or not. You know, say, I mean, first of all, one other reason why I really wanted us to have this talk, whether people are in the menopause or not, or not in the menopause, are finished or not with their periods,
is
also that as women, we should be teaching this, right? We should be making our daughters, granddaughters, nieces, all of those more aware of this, living in harmony with ourselves.
Yeah.
But then the second thing is, so for example, I have a coil, right?
Yeah.
So since I inserted the coil, I don't have my periods. I took it out last year because I thought I was through, and I thought, well, there we are. No, not at all. I have my periods still more or less normally. But so does that mean that I still have a cycle?
When you're on a coil? There's a bit of controversy about this. Some people say yes. I think you do, but it's not a natural.
Right.
Because you will have hormones in your coil, because you can have a coil that's copper and then you don't have your hormones.
No, I have one with hormones.
Yours is a hormone. So that's the one that's stopping you ovulating.
Right.
But your hormones you still have got the hormones, because you've got the cortisol, which will also affect your estrogen and your progesterone. And no matter how much the it controls you, the synthetically hormones, you've still got the rest of your body.
But so I can still do, because they will still affect me in the same way, right? So I can still do the diary and the checking, you know, and all of that.
I would anyway, because then you can get to know your body.
Yeah.
And then when you get the coil taken out, you will know, okay, well, that I must be in this period. And then the more you know about it, then the more you can get ready for the menopause.
Yeah. Okay.
And then going back to what you said about the young people, that's also one of my goals. I want to go into schools and teach this.
Yeah.
And teach it to the guys as well.
Yes, because exactly.
Think about how many divorces could be saved because, you know, you don't, the husband doesn't ask the wrong question at the wrong time.
Right. And doesn't think that she's just being horrible or whatsoever, but just to understand that she's going through, you know, a bit like we're more tolerant with, say, a child when he's sick, right?
Yeah.
We're more tolerant and have a little bit more patience and compassion than if they were just, blah, 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 you know, ranting and raving or, you know, backing out. Whereas, yes, it's an understanding. It's an understanding of things affecting. And I think that is right. And I think one should also include men, because otherwise we reinforce that taboo idea,
yeah,
right? That, you know, it's, I mean, we used to have sexual education at school. I went to a French school. I remember actually one of the more bolder of the Italians was sort of asking, you know, if girls had pleasure when they inserted a tampon, where we sort of looked at each other like, but at least I thought, you know, how brave of him to have asked, because it is actually quite a normal question when you yeah. think of it. But because it's not really talked about, all of that, if there were more questions about, okay, what exactly is it? What does it mean? What's happening in the body, etc., then we wouldn't have all of this. And to come back to what you were saying also about menopause not still being a taboo, I do believe in some countries, possibly not France, to be honest, it is changing. Here in Holland, last year, there's some survey came out on a national basis, which really, you know, made it to national news. The fact that women were so often diagnosed with burnout when they were actually in the yeah. menopause. And so yeah. that now there are a lot more sessions, you know, in the workplace for employers, for employees, you know, how to go about that to make it more, you know, just helping each other function to their.
But even in the corporate world, if you knew what your seasons were, so you knew when you were in your winter and you knew when you were in your autumn, the premenstrual. But if you knew your spring and your summer, you could plan all your big meetings because you're going to be dynamic, you're going to yep. have energy. And then the other times, not you don't do anything, but you can just be yeah. a little quieter or maybe delegate some of your work. And again, I think also if your boss knew that too, then you could yeah. just say, you know, if you order your whole life around your cycle, then you use your cycle to empower yourself.
Exactly.
And you're
exactly.
not
and to function at your best. I mean, yeah. that you do your best work at the right moment for you,
exactly.
instead of desperately trying to focus when you're in the period of the month where you're more foggy. Now, Pamela, you've mentioned seasons a few times. Tell us the seasons then. How does it work?
Okay, well, you put them into seasons, and I put them into winter. Winter is when you're having your period.
Okay.
And that's a time where you might be feeling more tired. And it's normal to feel tired if you are having your period.
Yeah.
Now, if you're not having your period, you still will, or if you're having occasional periods, then go back to and roughly know when you used to have your period. And you can usually trace how you nice. Feel about it. And then when you go into the spring, that's when your hormones are going up.
So that's from day what, 5, more or less?
Again, it's very difficult okay. because everyone is different. Some people have just 3 periods. Other people have a long period, is a week. So these are just rough.
Okay.
So the winter...
The spring is when it stops then, when your periods have stopped.
So that okay. could be from 5 to 7. Then you're on an upward move. And spring, what's spring like? It's all about energy, creating good work and plans and everything like that. And the summer as well, you know, feeling light. But you have to be careful. Around day 16 to 18, you do have a drop of hormones. And that's when people can get really depressed. And then the autumn is when your hormones are coming back down, preparing for having a period. And that's where you get your PMS problems.
Yeah. Okay.
And
now
again,
that's fascinating.
If you know all this, and if you know that you're going to have a headache, for example, you're going to get
yeah.
migraines, so then just take a double dose of magnesium or a really good vitamin B complex. Because
for migraines, you say?
Yeah.
Okay. Magnesium and...
And a good vitamin B complex.
Vitamin B complex.
But there's so many things that you can also take on homeopathy for all these different challenges. Even just a drink of tea, raspberry leaf tea. That we used to drink when we were pregnant, but it is also, it balances out the hormones.
Raspberry leaf. I don't know if I've even ever heard of raspberry leaf.
Oh, it's lovely. It's a lovely taste.
Sounds lovely. I'll have to look up what that's called in Dutch.
And the sage as well. A lot of people
sage,
like
sage, yes.
I don't particularly like sage.
Yeah.
But it is. And then I had this amazing oil of eucalyptus stagirena. And you just put that on your wrist and just sniff it. And it just helps to balance
love
out your hormones.
I love that. I mean, I have, like you mentioned, you know, sort of insomnia before, which I get as well. I mean, I used to anyway, but obviously menopause has not made it any better. And sometimes anxiety. And I feel I'm addicted to lavender. I love yeah. lavender oil. And so we always travel to the south of France in the summer because that's where my partner's father lives. And I have a whole box full of it. It just is so, I find it so comforting, so soothing. And it's so nice to be able to do something to our bodies which feels good, you know, instead of it being just taking more tablets or replacement hormones, because that just basically puts a plaster on it, doesn't it? It doesn't really solve anything.
I have to say, I'm not for hormone replacement. I just believe there are so many herbs, oils, things you can do to use that first. Now, sometimes you need to have the hormone replacement. And if you do, often it really works very well. But when you don't need it, it upsets the body. I prefer to use natural products so that the body works well with it. And then there's also like rescue remedy.
Yes.
Now that is really good for insomnia, because why don't you sleep? Because your mind's running 100 to 1 and thinking about all these things that you need to do. So just take little 4 drops of rescue remedy, and that could. And
yeah, that's been on my list for a while. I really do need to go into that, because I've heard lots of things. Also, you can spray it on your tongue if you're anxious about something. You know, for people going to a, I don't know, an interview or an exam, and all these natural things that are so good. I mean, in an ideal world, I suppose we would just let our body do what it wants to do, right? Yeah. I felt sad when I put my coil back in, because I was actually looking forward to a period without. But I do get pregnant extremely easy, and we thought, well, it would be just the sort of thing that would happen to me, that I would get pregnant again. So we just didn't want to take the risk. But I felt sad. I felt I was betraying my body. I felt it was time for me to just let flow what flows. So thanks for the seasons, because that makes it clear. And indeed, the fact that we need to understand ourselves. Now, one other question, which might be a little bit silly, but I was sort of talking to, I think it was my partner the other day, talking about the moon and, you know, how women's cycles are attached to the moon and all of that. And he sort of said, well, then why don't all women have their periods at the same time? And I thought, oh yeah, okay, it mustn't work that way then.
No, because in fact, you can either have it, it's either at the full moon or at the new moon. So it's slightly different. And that's why some people are affected by the full moon and the other ones are affected by the new moon.
And that's not based on anything in particular.
Not really, no. But again, if you go back to yourself, then you become a more aware.
Yes.
Oh, where is the moon? Oh, I might be feeling a bit like this. Okay, well, I'll take my rescue remedy, 4 drops, you know, every 4 hours. And that will help me cope with my ups and downs. Or you sniff your lavender or the oil that you like. So you then adapt it, or you take some seeds. Seeds are really good.
Okay.
That you can change in the cycle. There's flax seeds.
I love flax seed, and I use it because I have used quite a few problems with my intestines. When is the good period to take flax seed?
That's when you've got your period and half of spring.
Okay, so winter and half spring. I mean, why is there not more information on all of this? I mean, homeopathy, yes. I mean, I have had my good friend Petra on a few times talking about homeopathy, but all of this, there should be an awful lot more information out there on what we can do for ourselves.
That's what I'm working on.
Good. I hope you're going to write a book.
I'm going to do some webinars about this and helping people understand how they feel in their different periods. And then if they want to take this, then they could take a little bit of magnesium, or they need something more with progesterone in, and changing their diet and food.
Fantastic. So, I mean, you cover the whole thing. You cover the food and the diet as well.
Yeah. You can't take it.
No, exactly.
Without, you know, we're a whole person.
Yeah.
And so we have to understand that we function not just by one thing. The body's a whole different organs, and they all have to work together.
Yes, exactly. And then, of course, what we put in our bodies is important. So that what we eat and what we drink and how we move our bodies is important. So whatever sports or relaxation and etc. we're doing.
And then you're moving. That, you know, they just discovered, well, just in the last couple of years, that we do have a lymph system that is very, very important. And it does happen in the brain. And so I teach lymphatic drainage for the face. That keeps the face younger looking. And there's just a little exercises that you can do so that you drain your lymph from your head, which we do normally. Our brain actually shrinks at night. And 85, it goes down to 85%. And 85% of the lymph is drained.
Oh, now that's fascinating. Gosh, you're such a pool of wisdom. I hope you'll come back. You can give us these exercises for lymphatic.
That'd
be fantastic. Yeah. Right, now we're running into the last 5 minutes here. We've had the one tip about, so basically know yourself by noting it down. Keep a journal, how you're feeling, how your body's reacting, how you're sleeping, how you're reacting to food, etc.
And your energy levels. And write it down, get a nice book so that this is your time for you.
Yes.
It doesn't take long. Okay.
But that's it. And that's what we do need to say, because people say, oh, you know, I'm already so busy. At least the 50 plus tends to be when we're in a slightly quieter period of life. Maybe we're less, you know, up there with pushing our careers like mad or you know, having to run around smaller children. So, I mean, this is the right time for us to get to know ourselves. And we deserve it, right? We deserve to help ourselves be their best.
Well, I think 101 wanted this, and then I was off to doing the delivery, and I'm back here and having to cook and everything. But then, you know, after a certain time, you have to say, actually, you need to look after you, because if you don't, everyone else is going to suffer.
Exactly.
And that goes to my tip number two: start realizing that the answers come from within you, and spend time. You know, so keep the journal, but make and even do affirmations that, you know, I am worth this time I'm going to spend on myself.
Yeah.
And don't feel guilty.
Yeah, because I also find that the time spent on yourself automatically goes to others. I know that when I make out that time for that walk on the beach or that morning swim or that, you know, yoga session or meditation session, by definition, what I then give others is of a much better quality rather than, you know, it's just the running from one appointment to the other and your children on the phone. You're like, yeah, you know, okay, fine, but just do this and let's speak again tomorrow. Rather, you really do take the time to make the important things important.
Well, partly because if you actually do have your time for yourself in the morning, then you're fine. You wake up, you do your prayers, your meditation, whatever you do. Then you think, okay, I've had my time. And now I can listen for the other people.
We're full, right? We filled our own vessel first, as in we're full of love and peace and energy in a quiet way. And we can then give. Because, I mean, somebody was saying to me the other day, you know, if the watering can's empty, you can't give anything. And that is so true. But as women, we do tend to put ourselves last,
or we tend to put on the oxygen mask and on the child for ourselves.
Definitely.
And, you know, that's just not right, because if you don't have your oxygen mask on, you're not going to be good to anyone.
No, I agree.
And that's tip number three: is stop being a victim to your hormones. Okay, we have them, deal with them. And I have the saying: take charge, know you, be you, and own you.
Wonderful. But that is so true. That is so true, because we have the feeling that something being done to us, but it's not. We're doing it. This is what the same us, or with the, you know, we don't complain about the blood coursing through our veins or, you know, the air in our lungs and all of that. The hormones in our body are part of us and they make us who we are, and the wonderful goddesses. We are. Pamela, thank you so very much. I mean, so much food for thought. I've made copious notes and I have the feeling that I need to have you back on very many more episodes. Now, tell us just rapidly before we go. So do you actually run webinars, did you say?
Yes, I've got two webinars. One is Shape From Within. And I do that with people. And we look at the emotions, we look at our cravings, I look at the cycles. And then we have a Chef Andrew who gives us amazing recipes so that we can eat what we like, but just in different proportions. And I'm going to be working with him so that we're going to be putting them into seasons as well, so that when you have more magnesium when you need it and more energy,
fantastic,
sugar cravings, and then you could have a little bit more extra sugar. And then also when you're in your spring period, you actually have less appetite, so that's the greatest time to maybe start watching your diet. Never go on a diet, just reduce what you eat. And so that's coming up, and that's going to be in the 3rd of September and the 10th of September. And what I suggest, if people are wanting more information, then you're going to begin my email, then they can just contact me and I can give it. It's free. And so that's fine.
I'm going to make sure that all of that's in the show notes, that we have all.
And then also, I wanted to, if people really would want to help themselves, then I'm offering a 15-minute consultation to see what maybe they could take and help them. Fantastic. And then also I have a chakra drink that help balance your chakras.
Oh, gosh. Well, think of that. After all those years of delivering these little angels into the world as a midwife, now you're continuing to shine that light on us and helping us to really understand ourselves better. Thank you, Pamela, so much for that. I've heard you say so many things. I mean, I don't know if I have time to go through again all the tips, but I mean, the three important ones that were mentioned were, you know yourself, journal, write down every month, just track very rapidly every day on the different levels that we talked about, you know, your body, your how you're feeling, your sleep, your energy levels, what you're eating, etc. The second one was to realize that your answers come from within. And so you need to create that you time where you can actually let those answers percolate up and catch them. And the third one I thought was exceptional, you know, stop being a victim to your hormones. And I shall quote again Pamela's saying, which was take charge, know you, be you, and own you. Thank you everybody for listening. Looking forward to speaking to you again this time next week, and let's make it happen.
Thank you for listening. Now it is up to you to make it happen. Join me next week for another dose of empowering vitamins as we navigate the marvelous roller coaster we call life. Subscribe and let me know what you think we should be talking about. Take care out there.